Three, two, one.
Hi, everybody. This is Emily Baker, AVP of Engagement at BPD. We are a full services marketing and communications firm. We're live here at Health 2025. I'm here with Alyssa Ellis of Beyond Assisting, who has built a massive following on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all targeting surgical clinicians. And I would love to hear a little bit about how that happened, when you started, and what kind of content you're featuring.
Yeah, for sure. So I first started on TikTok about a year ago, and I basically am just teaching surgical techs, first assist, PAs, NPs about surgery, how to suture clothes maybe, or just what tools are needed for the next procedure. And then from there, I went to Instagram like February of this year. And from there, I've grown up to 90,000 followers on Instagram, which is huge. I have about 40 on TikTok and 42 on Facebook. So it's basically just educating the community about surgery and what it entails.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that need. Obviously, you're filling a need for your followers. What is it that they're missing either in the medical education experience or what is the need that you're kind of providing for them?
So there's been especially a huge decline in surgical techs and hiring surgical techs. They've either started and then quit shortly after starting their career, or there's just not enough that know about the field, really. There's a lot that have messaged me saying, now I want to do this. And that's really exciting to me that I'm able to push someone in that direction to come into the medical field. So I just think there needs to be more awareness of the job itself and also just changing the culture of surgery that tends to be a little more negative and trying to change that into more of a positive atmosphere, because it is healthcare ultimately. Even though the patient's asleep, we're still caring about the patient and trying to do what's best and create a positive learning environment for those coming in into our careers in surgery.
Absolutely. So 90,000 followers in about a year, that's a huge amount of growth. And this is all like organic. It just happened naturally.
Yep. So I it was weird to me. So I call it the sarcastic whisper. And if you see my Instagram, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's basically, I just whisper and it's weird to talk to yourself. You have your phone there and you're trying to talk to yourself. It's just weird to talk in a normal voice, but I will never do that in public. So just so you know, but yeah, I just started teaching. I love teaching and precepting. And I feel like growing it from a surgical tech to a surgical first assist, I haven't been able to teach as much as a first assist. And so I've kind of missed that part of my life. And so I'm like, I tried to get into more of an educating role at my work and haven't really been given the opportunity. So I'm like, well, I'm going to go teach the world then. So now I'm just kind of focusing on that and teaching and educating everybody who wants to come into healthcare and more specifically surgery. And I have residents on there, medical students that I'm teaching how to suture. I've sutured on cadavers on some of my videos. So it's been a really cool experience.
That is so cool. One of the things that I think we've seen on the social media side is really this growth of these niche communities where people don't want these mass messages that, you know, if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. They want these really specific communities of like-minded people, whether that's work or hobbies, and they're able to kind of connect on that niche interest. So it sounds like you've tapped into something that really is a value to this community. What is sort of your plan from here, just continuing with the content that you're creating?
So I actually have been asked to speak at a couple conferences, surgical tech conferences. I flew to Oklahoma this past month and was able to speak and just kind of talk about the positives of surgery and help others have the tools in order to be able to progress in their careers. And I've also created an app that others can go to, basically like a preceptor app to help them. So I just want to help others really gain an understanding so that they're not coming into surgery for the first time and having no idea what to expect. You have sales reps that come in or med students that come in that haven't been taught that don't touch anything blue. If you go near something blue in the OR, by the way, your surgical tech will stare you down and maybe grab you and pull you away, because then they have to set up their entire sterile field again. So something as small as that, that you don't know if you don't know. So just teaching little tiny things and being, and I go into pretty specific detail and just the whys, why do we do this? And it helps you understand, be better, I feel like, any job that you're doing.
I'm interested to know, with this audience that you've developed of, you know, surgical clinicians, have you experienced any people wanting to work with you in order to reach that audience? What has been sort of the like influencer element of it been like for you?
Not necessarily. I mean, more than anything, it's just positive feedback that I've gotten and just keep teaching. I've gotten donations. So that is something that I've been receiving, is people sending donations. And I absolutely love that. I love that others are so willing to help other people in their jobs and just to understand things better that they will pay money to send donations. So, and I mean like supplies, expired supplies. I have instruments in my house. My front room literally looks like an OR. So I can create that content at home because I can't necessarily do that at work.
Sure. I'm also curious, you know, you talked about how there is a need for more techs in the surgical experiences and that there is sort of a negative perception. Do you think that that's one of the driving factors of the workforce shortage? Are there other ones that you're really focused on?
Yeah, I think that is one of the really big reasons why, because some of these techs will go through their entire schooling and then start, and they just can't handle how the environment is. And I feel like, at least in surgery, surgeons come in and out of the room, but it's you, your nurse, your tech, your nurse, your first assist, your anesthesiologist comes in and out too, and so does your surgeon. And so really, us three, or just me as a tech and my nurse, we're a team. So like, we're bonded. So if you have someone out of school as a tech and nobody's supporting that and wanting to collaborate as a team, then why would you want to work there? So I'm just trying to help create that positive environment for everyone. So when they come in, they're going to like their jobs. And I love my job. So I want others to see the positive aspect of surgery and not see it in such a negative view.
So tell me a little bit about your experience at Health. Is this your first time at Health? So what have you been seeing? What have you been hearing? What's the experience been like for you?
Oh, it's been incredible. Like the networking that I've been able to do and just talking to other people. I think I saw one of the booths, they create 3D printed. It was like a little pediatric heart. And so that was really cool. I've just seen things that I have never seen before. I definitely want to come back next year and be able to do more networking. But it's been a really, really cool experience.
Amazing. I guess anything else you want to share, or just about kind of your work and what you're doing next?
I have my sarcastically sterile apparel selection that I have online. And it's basically just, this one says OR, hurry up and wait, because that's just something that happens in surgery. You hurry and set up for the surgeon, and then you end up waiting, whether it be anesthesia that you're waiting on, a surgeon that you're waiting on. So I've got that going on my app, but no.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. It was great to talk with you, and we'll see you next time.
3, 2, 1.